Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brad Guzan, goalkeeper for Atlanta United. Philadelphia Union coming in Thursday night for round two is joining us this morning for a couple of minutes on the WaveForward.com hotline. Morning to you, Brad.
Morning,
guys. How are you?
How you doing? Pretty good?
All good, all good.
Brad, as we get towards Philadelphia, we were talking, you and I, about how Philadelphia was one of the surprise teams this year and what they have done in terms of being, you know, offensively a team that likes to put a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, for sure. I think when you look at their roster from top to bottom, they've certainly added a few players on the attacking side of things, and that makes them dangerous. And they've got a few different weapons, and so for us, come Thursday, we got to make sure that we put the pressure on them. Us being the home team, us having the crowd behind us, it's going to be important that we put them on the back foot and make them feel our presence. And I think if we're able to do that, then hopefully we can, one, get an early goal, but then two, really take the game to them.
Did you feel any different knowing that this was a different scenario in the playoffs, being that it was a one and done?
For sure. We talked about that before the game. We talked about, we had obviously a few conversations, but one of them being the fact that there's no tomorrow. This is what it's about. And you know, especially this year, when there seems to be a trophy or a cup on the line, more times than not, we've turned up this year with good performances. And so the game against New England showed a little bit of a different side for us in terms of our grittiness and our fight and our competitiveness. It wasn't necessarily the prettiest or the most attractive soccer being played, but we found a way to get a result. And so going now into this game against Philly, knowing that we're essentially, three games away from lifting another trophy, that's what it's all about. It's about winning trophies and winning games, and Thursday's another opportunity to be one step closer.
Brad Guzan, goalkeeper for Atlanta United, with John and Hugh joining us on the WaveForward.com hotline. The Five Stripes in Philadelphia, round two of the playoffs, Thursday night at 7. Our coverage begins at 7 with Mike Conley and Jason Longshore, the kick at 8. Brad, it was sort of a senseless foul on Michael Parkhurst at the end of that game against New England that separated his shoulders. What were you thinking when Parkey was on the field?
Yeah, no, to be honest, looking back on it now, I've seen it now where, it's not him hitting the ground that actually, separates his shoulder. It's the contact, leading up to the arriving at the ball. And so, I don't think it's a dirty play or anything like that. I think it's a little bit unlucky. But at the same time, when you're seeing him go through the agony and the pain that he's experiencing on the field, especially as they're trying to put the shoulder back into place, for me that was probably the hardest thing to look at, knowing that if it was any sort of seriousness to the injury, that with Parkey announcing his retirement, with how well he had played for us in that game, how important he is to our team. There's a lot of emotions going through your head, trying to finish out the game strong, but ultimately you're also thinking about him and what type of send off he's going to have, and we want to make sure if he can't be on the field with us, then we want to make sure that if he needs a little bit of help, that we're lifting the trophy for him and making sure that we're sending him off in the right way.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to Brad Guzan, Atlanta United goalkeeper. So did you guys watch any of the Philly Red Bulls game? And did you use that as kind of like, get a little bit of extra, viewing to get ready for the game?
For sure. I mean, every game is obviously different. Every game presents its own challenges. And I'm sure they'll have a little bit of a different sense coming to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and coming into our home field and knowing what we're about as a team. So it may have a little bit of a different feel, but certainly you get to see their players, and it it wasn't a terrible thing that it went to extra time, and you know, hopefully their legs are a little bit heavier when they travel down and come Thursday night.
Talking with Brad Guzan here, mentioned Michael Parkhurst. Of course, he's not going to be available for the game. Miles Robinson, we don't know about yet, but I don't think anybody's, you know, certainly counting on it. What kind of stress will that put on your defense if both of those guys are unavailable to you?
It's important that, you know, we've always talked throughout the year that everybody is important. Everyone needs to be responsible when they step on the field. Everyone has to be accountable. And you know, if there are injuries, if Miles can't go, we've got to make sure that the next guy steps up. That's what it's all about in terms of having a squad, having a team. It's important that, you know, we believe in each other. We give each other confidence to whoever is going to be stepping onto the field to be in the first 11 or at any point during the game, that we help each other. And we make it as easy as possible for guys to come into the lineup, to come onto the field, and get a job done. And like I said, we believe in each other. We're confident in each other. And so that part, there's no concern whatsoever. We know, you know, we'll have a game plan going into Thursday, and we'll look to execute that as best we can.
Hey, Brad, if I may, when Miles got injured on the U.S. men's team, you were there. Can you fill us in on exactly kind of what took place?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I wasn't on the field. I was in the locker room, but essentially, you know, they were training. I think they were doing some runs after the training. And, it's an unfortunate thing to have happened the way it did. You know, when it did, you know, for us, the most important thing now is trying to get him back as quick as possible, as healthy as possible, because we all know what type of season and what type of year he's had and how important he is to our team. But like I said, if he isn't able to go, then the next guy up is called upon and ready to step in.
Well, Brad, we look forward to the game on Thursday. Best of luck to you.
Should be exciting. Appreciate it, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.